Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Boys and girls, it is yours truly.
I'm going to bring that back, I think, on the back of Gerulo doing it. So, boys and girls, it is yours truly,
Scott Mills,
welcoming you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Can I just warn everybody today, right? The sun in some parts of the UK is really hot today. Breaking news, the sun is hot.
But I was going to say, most people know that already, don't they?
Well, I'd like to think I'm quite careful in the sun.
You're having a proper tropical moment over there, aren't
but
you?
At the moment, I actually feel a bit ill. And I've not felt this ill on air for some time. I think I might have got a little bit of sunstroke or something.
Did you not put any cream on before you went out?
I did put, but I don't think I put enough on. I was out for an hour today to attempt to run with my messed up leg.
Are you jogging in Greece?
Yeah.
No, I'm playing this because I was in Greece at the weekend, and also, I've just had to go and buy myself some after sun, which I've now applied. So, upside, it smells of holiday in here. Doesn't it?
It does smell really nice.
Does it?
We should get a paddling pool in.
Shall we?
There's one out in the hallway from when, do you know when Moyles did his show on the roof?
Yeah.
Should we get it in?
They've still got all the beach stuff from out there.
Oh, lush. So, it does smell good in here today.
Smells nice, yeah. Summery.
I'm properly burning up. Mm. So, just to warn everyone, the sun is hot. Be careful out there.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Becky's got a lot of free time on her hands at the moment.
Oh, no, don't say about this. I told you not. So yesterday, after Gregor played Starry Eyed, you know that bit at the start of Starry Eyed where it goes... I was like, oh, that's Blake's a code. So I spent like 5 minutes loading it in and then trying to reverse it. Five minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got the... Have you got the bit?
Okay, well, the bit that goes...
Yeah.
That.
No. Wait, it's coming next. I was like, that is blatantly a secret code.
Yeah. And it is...
Well, it... It's just starry-eyed backwards, but if it had been some, if it had been like rude or a secret message or something, then I'd have been first on it.
Yeah, you were, but it's just starry-eyed backwards.
Yeah,
excellent, good work.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hello. Now Chris is here. What's your latest thing today? I'm out of the loop on this.
It's a good one. I've got my new way of earning millions.
Oh, you like a money-making scheme.
Is it? Go to the shops, buy a ticket for Euro Millions tonight, win 154 million, and that's it.
So Euro Millions tonight?
Yeah.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
What's happened there? I thought it was just on a Friday.
No, it's rollover. Well, it's obviously not that then.
No, it's not that.
He didn't even know, so it's not that.
That would have saved me
an
hour.
That would have been a brilliant feature. Chris goes to shop, buys lottery ticket, comes back. Sits and waits with fingers crossed.
I saw this thing on the internet a little while ago, and it was a bloke called Kyle. I can't remember his last name. And what he did is he started with a paperclip, and he'd just trade it up and up and up with things of slightly higher value up until he got a house.
He traded a paperclip for a house?
Yeah, so what he'd do is he'd swap the paperclip for, I think it was someone swapped it for a doorknob, and then he swapped the doorknob for something else, and he set up a website about it called, I think it was like redpaperclip.com, something like that.
Let's hope it's that, otherwise we might get... hope it's not one of those sites.
Yeah.
I'd like it if there was some adult material on a site called about paperclips.
You would never think it, would you?
So he swapped up, so he went from the paperclip to something else, and he kept swapping up until the point where he had a role in a film, which he then swapped for a house.
What?
Which is incredible, isn't it?
So by going up in a stage in every single swap,
yeah,
he eventually got massive, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
How many swaps did it take to get from a paperclip to a house?
14, which is, I know, unbelievable. And I thought, well, this is easy. Anyone can do that, right? Anyone can just swap something with slightly
and
higher
get a
value.
House.
And I thought...
Do you not think he might just be a one-off?
I think if getting a house was that easy, everyone would be doing it.
I don't think it is a one-off, because I might have something which means nothing to me, but might mean something to you. like,
that's a good point.
Like a bottle of fake tan means nothing to me, but you would love that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And I would probably swap it for something of a higher value.
Yes.
I understand.
And we just keep going on that until I get my house. That was the plan.
So you've been trying this out today?
I thought I'd go out today and get myself a house.
And you got a house?
Not quite.
Okay. On the way to the house?
On the way, yeah.
All right, so what happened?
So I started off with my paperclip. In fact, I've got an exact one here, similar to the one I used. So look at that. It's even worse than his one. It's not even red. Tiny little...
That's rubbish.
Paperclip. I mean, it's small.
And where did you go?
Went out onto Stupid Street.
Right. Just to try and trade up from the paperclip.
Exactly.
Okay, basically, what we're doing... Hey, come get involved, come get involved. Right, so I've got a paperclip. Is there anything that you would swap it for?
Well, anything on our person.
Just go rooting through your bags. It's just got to be... It's got to be anything just slightly more value than a paperclip.
Okay. Pen.
Got a pen?
Yeah.
Slightly more value than a
paperclip. Definitely, right? Definitely.
Go on then, you got yourself a trade. All right, well, thanks for the pen.
All right,
nice
thanks
one.
For the paperclip.
All right, so you've traded a paperclip with a pen.
Yes, which is worth more than a paperclip, right?
As you were making people root through their bag, did people not look at you a little bit strange?
A little bit, but I think they liked the idea. They wanted to help out.
They wanted to get involved.
Exactly.
Get involved, get involved.
Hey, come get involved, come get involved.
Get involved. Come on, get involved.
Hey, come get involved, come get involved.
Have I got anything more valuable? Is that what you're asking me?
Basically.
Maybe this London guidebook.
Amazing. So you'll swap that for the pen?
I'll swap that for the pen.
Brilliant.
So you can have that and I'll take the pen.
You've got a swap.
Oh, yeah, that's a good swap.
Yeah. So it went from the pen to the London tour guide.
That's good.
So all of a sudden I've got this London tour guide and I'm thinking, hang on a minute, it's only a matter of time before I get the house, right? But it's all going in the right direction.
Only a few more swaps. The house will be mine.
A few more swapsies. The next one was, I thought, a brilliant, brilliant swap.
I swapped a paperclip for a pen. I've then swapped a pen for this London tour guide thing. And then now I need your help to swap this for something slightly better.
Umbrella.
Are you seriously going to trade your umbrella?
Really?
It's not going
to
rain after.
To be fair, it's not going to rain. Right, so I'm trading my tour guide for your umbrella, yes.
Good one.
It's a good one, isn't
it? Yeah, it is good.
So all of a sudden, in four swaps, I've gone from a paperclip to an umbrella.
That is good. That's not my favourite swap so far, though, because I'm thinking price-wise. I've got it in my head all the time about the price and the value of these things. And an umbrella and a tour book is probably about the same value.
No.
Whereas I think you doubled it. When you went from your paperclip to your pen, that was more than a double.
Also, it does depend how comprehensive your tour guide of London is.
But my thinking was, I thought I could flog an umbrella easier than I could a London tour guide.
What, in London?
Yeah. No, that's...
So on one of the hottest days of the year, in a town full of tourists, you thought that might be the case.
You could turn it into a parasol.
Yes, that's what I was doing.
For those who are slightly heat sensitive, like yourself, Scott.
That's right.
Woo!
You could have done with that earlier.
I don't know what's happened to me today. I've gone so red.
You are red.
I'm really careful about, like, sun protection. I went out for, well, an attempted jog earlier. It's all gone wrong.
Yeah.
I'm applying after sun. Anyway, what happens next?
So, I've got the umbrella / parasol and came across a group of schoolgirls who were obviously interested in swapping with me.
What is it?
It's a cupcake. A strawberry one. It's got glitter on it.
I'm worried that swapping the umbrella for the cupcake is going to...
That's going to be more with my umbrella.
Go on then, yeah. I'll take the risk. Nice one.
Thank you.
No, you idiot.
Yeah,
really?
I think that's that's a backwards trade.
Ah, well, you see, the problem I had from here on in is that I felt sometimes people were conning me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they were playing the same game.
Thing is, Chris, those schoolgirls have probably got a house by now.
Probably.
You see, this is where I would be rubbish at trading, because the minute I got food, gone. I'd have to start all over again.
Yeah.
I did think of it like that, though. What I thought is, cupcake, brilliant, because I can give that to some girls. They love cupcakes, generally, don't they?
Especially London girls.
Right, so I desperately need to find the next trade up from the cupcake. It's a nice one, I've been told.
I have a used take that ticket. From last night.
Is it signed?
No. It was from last night.
Would you swap that?
Memorabilia, isn't it?
Yeah, memorabilia. So
that's a good point. It is memorabilia, isn't it? Have you got anything else you can add to the take that?
Oh, I have half of a Dairy Milk bar.
Alright, yeah, so I can swap.
So I have chocolate and a take that ticket.
anything else to sweeten the deal? Or you've got loads of jewellery. Can we not have some of that?
You can have one of these.
And what's that called?
A bangle.
A bangle.
You can have this bangle.
Okay, cool. And I get that and the galaxy and the take that ticket.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
I was so frightened as to what she was going to say then when she rooted in her bag and went, oh, I've got a used tap.
I have a used
tap. I was like, oh my God, no. Really?
No.
Why would you do that?
No deal. For a cupcake.
Why would you carry it around?
Anyway, I sealed the deal. So I've got half a Dairy Milk, an old take that ticket, but my thinking was merchandise, and a bangle, all in exchange for the cupcake.
Okay.
The only problem is, hottest day in a long while, I noticed the chocolate was quickly melting. I had to get to the next deal quick.
Yeah, yeah.
The cupcake was also starting to go a bit funny in the sun.
Yeah.
I have a free haircut, if you'd like a free haircut, that's all.
A free haircut? What's the catch?
There isn't a catch, it's a hair academy, so they need models so they can demonstrate haircuts.
All right. If I give this to someone, they'll definitely get a free haircut, yeah?
Get a free haircut, yeah.
All right, I'll trade you that. Are you giving these out for free anyway?
I am, but that's...
Oh, rubbish! This ain't a trade, mate.
No deal.
No deal.
I swiftly no dealt at that. He was giving them out for free. But what I did do is I took the free haircut and added it to the stash already.
Oh, good work.
Now I've got an old Take That ticket from yesterday, but it's memorabilia, a free haircut, a bangle and half a bar of Dairy Milk. I'm willing to swap the whole thing. I just need a decent trade. What's that? How many stamps have you got?
Two away from a free chicken.
Do you know what? I think that's progress. You're basically swapping this for half a chicken.
So what's happened now?
Someone was willing to trade their loyalty card for a popular chicken restaurant.
Right.
Is that right?
Two stamps away from a free one.
So I thought this is brilliant because a whole chicken is worth a fair bit.
And even then, $6.99 in Sainsbury's.
Even then, they've got half a chicken already for them. So I was thinking, I'm effectively swapping half a chicken here for half a Dairy Milk bar, and I'll take that ticket and a bangle and a free haircut.
This could be further away from a house, but I love it.
All right, so you've got your chicken.
So
are we any nearer the house yet?
Well, yeah, kind of, until the point where I realised that I was being conned.
I've got half a chicken.
You still need to go two more times before you get a whole chicken.
I know,
but chicken's gone.
Yeah, but half a chicken's still tasty, you know what I mean?
But he's already had the half chicken.
No, he hasn't.
He has had it.
It's been stamped. I've just realised I've been conned, haven't I? Because that's been used.
Yeah.
So how does this work? So is he still three off a whole chicken?
No, you need to go two more times before you get a free old chicken.
What?
We'll be seriously helping you out here if we take that. Headphones.
Oh, no, I've gone backwards. 100%. Yeah. I'll swap that, yeah, if you're willing to do that. Nice one. Cheers, mate. You've helped me out there, seriously.
I took them out of the wrapper this morning.
Are you a legend?
Tag on and everything.
You got yourself a deal, mate. Nice one.
What did they swap you?
For the chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken loyalty card.
Yeah.
You won't believe this. A brand new pair of headphones. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they're not brand new. I lied. I'm just trying to sell them
they're
to you.
They're brand new to you.
They don't have his wax on them, do they?
Oh, they're tangled
up. I hate
up.
That with these in-ear ones.
Really good. I've tried them out. Both ears work.
They do?
Well, that's good, isn't it?
But they're
Both ears work.
Decent brand as well, you'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to think, this is from the paperclip.
Yeah. Yeah, you think back. You haven't done that many swaps. Even though Jamie in Suffolk does think you are in negative equity now. Podcast. So, Chris, you've been trying to follow this bloke's example by swapping things and just, you know, making it go up and up and up and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes.
So he started with a paperclip.
Yeah.
And ended up having a house.
Yeah, apparently loads of people are saying it was the loan of a house for a year. So I got that one wrong, sorry.
Well, that makes yours look even better then, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
If it's just a loan of a house.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Let me speak to Rachel a second. Rachel, are you there? Will you come on air with me and talk to me about the thing you just said?
Right, wait there.
That's proper behind the scenes on the Scott Mills show.
Right, Rachel, hi.
Hiya.
Tell me what you said in your text.
I played a game at a friend's party and we split off into two teams. And we both started with a pen and we were competing to see who could get the best thing. And my team ended up with a chandelier, a mini fridge, a scanner, shoes, a bodyboard, hats, like all this stuff. Yeah. and we did it in an hour as well.
In 1 hour?
Yeah.
A chandelier, they're loads.
Yeah.
And it started off with a pen?
Yeah, well, it was like this couple were arguing and trying to get stuff off, and like were giving us each other's things.
Oh,
it's pretty epic, though, isn't it?
Quite good. Maybe a bit better than yours.
Just slightly.
Yeah. Well done, Rachel. You did well there.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
So you started with a paperclip.
Yeah, went from paperclip, managed to get a pen, swapped that for a London tour guide, swapped that for an umbrella, swapped that for a cupcake. That was controversial, I think.
Yeah.
Swapped the cupcake for half a Dairy Milk bar, an old Take That ticket, and a bangle.
Yeah. And this is just on the street.
Yeah. Someone gave me a free haircut, so I added that in as well, and then swapped all that for a used Nando's card, and then swapped that for headphones. But the thing is, when we got to the headphones, there was nothing really that anyone would swap it for, because it was a bit too valuable.
Right, and people don't just generally carry really valuable things with them.
No.
So you got a bit stuck.
So is there anything that you guys will swap the headphones for? What about, you lads got jewellery? How about your chain? Is that...
Oh, mate, it's sentimental.
How about your shirts?
No, mate, I've only got one on.
So no trade?
No trade.
The metro map, and that's it.
Just the map?
Just the underground map, and that's it.
How about your shirt?
No.
You wouldn't swap your shoes?
No, well, you can't have my T-shirt.
You don't
want
to lose a T-shirt? How about the shoes?
No. Do you want me to go naked all the way?
You're crazy.
I can't believe you're trying to get people to swap their chains. I know how attached you are to yours.
Yeah. You would never swap your chain for anything.
No, I probably
would
wouldn't.
Would you? No. If I had the headphones, would you swap?
Swap the chain for the headphones? No chance. No chance. But this is the problem.
I see what you mean. There is a limit to how much people don't tend to carry stuff around, unless it's money, and then that's not really...
Right, some people offered me money, but I turned it down because I thought that was against... Mm. I just assumed that was a rule, that I couldn't swap for money.
Morally wrong.
Well, I think
so.
What
are you going to do now, then?
I've got these headphones, yeah. So I suppose from here, we need to trade them.
So if anyone listening does have a house that they are willing to swap for a decent-ish pair of headphones, then please do get in touch with us. You know, you can find us on Facebook. We're on text on 81199.
They're good, yeah.
They're not worth a house, though, are they?
No, not right now.
Perhaps a bungalow.
No stairs. Or maybe, like, let's try and be realistic about this, somewhere in between the headphones and the house.
Yeah.
Well, which is what, do we think?
A car?
Be happy with that. But you know what? The guy did it in 14 trades.
Yeah.
I've done 8 so far, so that leaves me...
6.
That leaves... Thank you. Yeah. That leaves me 6 trades to, in theory, get a house. We can do this.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, who heard Adele on the Chris Moyles show earlier? God, I love that woman. Chance to get some Scott Mills points in your life now. Quite a lot, potentially. So Adele's interview with Chris, it was literally a laugh a minute, or a laugh every second, really. It's a simple question. How much time did she spend just laughing in minutes and seconds? If you get this right, to the actual second, I will give you 500 Scott Mills points.
Really?
But also, loads of people will text in, go, yeah, I said the exact one. Well, no, you didn't, did you? And I will be checking that somehow. I don't know how I would do that, but I will check. I'll find out if you're lying. All right. So she was on for over an hour, so quite a while. So I want minutes and seconds. Play along at home, please. A potential 500 Scott Mills points. How long was Adele laughing for on the show this morning?
Okay, she was on for over an hour.
Yeah.
Of which 3 or 4 minutes would be her song. So I reckon 56 minutes. Say she spoke for half of that, 25 minutes. She laughed for half of that. I'm going to say 12 minutes and 42 seconds.
12 minutes of laughing in a...
She's such a happy lady.
1 hour interview. She is. She's always laughing.
Oh my word. I'm going to go 2 minutes and 24 seconds.
All right. Here is Adele on the Chris Moyles show, having a laugh.
We've been trying to get you on the show for ages. Makes sense.
Do a few songs. 3. Damn it, that's right. I want a day. I want fuck you.
Do
had to get up early this morning.
That's what?
He wishes.
Yeah, he's up.
I did say you.
30 seconds.
Shout out to Adele!
You've
and then you finish.
Oh, well. Yeah.
They do.
No.
Hello, Mumford and Sons removals.
They're not Irish. No.
See, show me. Hey.
Through the floor.
1 minute.
But you, well, there they go. But I was, I wouldn't best. Oh, you.
I'm going to just take back.
Needs to go to make. Baldy head.
Said f-
because no. I'm.
You. Please. That'll do.
1 minute 30.
You could probably.
I'll tell you what.
Del.
She's amazing.
What do you think?
Honey. Okay. That's right now. That's right. I love it. What? I'm
2 minutes.
nice, nice. Good luck going home.
No, I like 2.5 minutes.
Nice. In a delta today. Thanks. I wonder which one. I can't wait to wear it.
Yeah.
Before. You want to go out on a date?
3 minutes.
Classic places for dinner, no. Okay. So.
Oh, no.
Wow. If you said 3 minutes and 11 seconds, give yourself 500 Scott Mills points. Don't be lying to me.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
And now, one of my favourite things that we do on this show. Two people. Two cups of water. One bin. Innuendo bingo. The duel. Oh, now, there's some brilliant outfits going on tonight. What's this, please?
Well, I've sectioned off the computers and the equipment with the Chris Moyles windbreak from the beach show a few weeks ago.
It's very summery feel to Innuendo Bingo tonight, the
and
jewel.
And on the floor protecting that is the towel from the Westwood Naked Willie incident with Chris last week.
The very same towel.
I thought if I put it down, it might bring back bad memories for him and therefore I would win.
You're in this to win, aren't you, Becky?
Yeah.
It's right, really Chris? Cold. I'm in shorts and t-shirt, but I'm really cold.
You're cold
already.
Now.
Yeah.
About to be colder, I'd say.
Yeah.
Right, so you know the deal by now, and then you had a bingo. You have sent us so much in the last week, so thank you very much. Lots of people spotting different things on the radio and TV.
Sorry about the rustling, that's my protective clothing.
So just to explain, today Becky is wearing a kind of light green bin bag to protect herself. Chris is wearing...
shorts and t-shirt.
Good. Okay, so are we ready with the innuendo?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nice sip of water there. Make it a gulp. Go on. Now, do be careful, because like I say, Chris is coming in shorts today, so he... don't spray over his legs. Mm-hmm. All right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, this is from Paul in Glasgow, who has spotted this on The Archers on BBC Radio 4. Get ready? You've got the water in your mouths?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Bin at the ready. Here you go.
Chiff chaff, dunnock, garden warbler, goldfinch. Oh, I love goldfinches. Mm. They're such beautiful little birds.
Hmm. It'll be interesting to check the numbers later on.
And what else have we got? Great tit.
Chris is gone. Oh. Becky's fine.
I'm fine with great tits.
Okay, good. Oh. That's a proper projectile, that was.
Chris isn't...
that's brilliant.
Yeah.
You. It was almost like you were expecting that. Have you heard that episode before?
No, I hear that all the time.
And what else have we got? Great tits.
Okay, well done, Becky.
All the time.
Now over to Alison and Lula, who both spotted this on BBC News. New water, please. Mm-hmm. You all ready for me? It's William and Kate in Canada.
William, who has some experience in these matters, went first. A firm grip and a smooth action, and two shovel loads were deposited.
Oh, this isn't good.
What happened?
Right over my head.
He's dripping. That was a good one.
That is a good one.
Really good one.
oh dear. All right,
come on.
More water, please.
I never feel Becky gets wet enough during these.
Well, she's protected.
Last week I got drenched by myself.
Okay, more water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of you, thank you for emailing this in, spotted this from MP Kith Vaz on Newsnight. But don't spit that out
his
now.
His name's Keith. You just called him Kith.
Kith Vaz.
Kith Viz.
Kith Viz on Newsnight.
Oh!
That wasn't even funny.
Right over my leg.
All right, OK. Keith's been on Newsnight.
Don't.
New water, please.
Can I have some of yours, Becky? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Are ready?
Mm.
Here's Keith.
Well, it's a bit of a shambles, and I'm glad that the Home Secretary is appearing before the Home Affairs Select Committee on Tuesday, when I and colleagues will have an opportunity to probe her robustly.
Well, we should look forward to your probing, Keith Vaz. Thank you.
All right, Becky. Chris has gone already.
I and colleagues will have an opportunity to probe her robustly.
Well, we should look forward to your probing, Keith Vaz. Thank you.
You did really well there, Becky.
Well done, Becky.
It's almost like she's becoming immune to some of the bingo.
Yeah.
Because she does it so much. Hmm. Okay, more water, please. Sarah, one of our listeners, saw this on that Eddie Stobart programme. Hello? But, oh, a little drawer came out.
I just want to say don't. Oh, she's going to blow.
Keep it in, Becky. She's going to blow in a second. All right, new water. Mm-hmm. So it's the Eddie Stobart programme. What's funny about Eddie Stobart?
Who watches that?
Some people. This person, Sarah, watched it. All right, ready?
Who watches that?
I think I may have caught this show before, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Right.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Mm.
Laura Jane's on trial. And if she's a success, the company will invest in more. But there's only one man who gets to ride her all day. And that's 36-year-old Peter Grant.
Oh, no.
They were talking about a lorry there.
Oh, no.
Oh, you are wet as.
Oh, no, you look like you weed yourself in your shorts. Oh, no, this is...
Oh, dear.
I'm going to have to wring that out.
You are. You're going to have to get a dryer on that in the loo.
Oh, no.
There's a towel down there.
Okay, we've got one more.
That in.
One more.
Okay, I'm ready.
More water, please. What's going on now?
Sorry.
Come on, keep it together, people.
Bad sportsmanship. He just took a glass of water and threw it all over me.
Right.
Come
it's
on.
Not the rules.
Sorry.
More water. This is the last one. Ollie spotted this on Desert Island Discs on Radio 4. Once again, a large amount of our listeners also moonlighting on Radio 4. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Got your water? Mm. Let's go.
But then being an author, however successful, is still second best for him. I'd rather be a jockey any day, he says. He is Dick Francis. Do you still ride, Dick, if only for fun?
Oh! Chris first and then Becky shortly afterwards.
Do you still ride, Dick, if only for fun?
Oh, we are. And, oh, no.
Oh,
are you going out later, Chris?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. And that, I think you'll find, was Innuendo Bingo. All new Innuendo Bingo the Jewel and some great clips there.
Two people. Two couples.
cups of water. One bin. Innuendo Bingo. The Duel.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.